To give you a glimpse of the role imaging will play, let me describe what we're doing with Liz Claiborne, a very popular designer of women's clothing. We are working to create a virtual showroom that will show the latest fashions. It will allow early viewing and online purchasing. This approach will provide Liz Claiborne with a new channel to reach potential buyers, especially those in medium and small size firms that are reluctant to incur the expense of a trip to the designer's showrooms in New York City. With the movement of almost all information to digital form and the universal connectivity provided by the internet, information can be distributed in electronic form and printed locally when needed. This has tremendous appeal. For example, Boeing now keeps the 100,000 pages of its repair manual on a corporate website. Repair technicians print only the pages they need to do a particular procedure. This is a way that ensures that Boeing will always have the up-to-date procedures available for the technicians. And I can tell you the technicians save a lot of time finding the relevant information because they can do an online search for just the information they need. Here's another example of distributed printing, and I think it suggests an interesting future for the publishing industry. The Inner City Express, or ICE, is a major European commuter line for business travelers. The trains receive the news twice daily via satellite. They take the satellite feed and use it to produce their own newspaper, which is targeted for their particular customers. This news, by the way, is printed on an HP LaserJet printer.